Welcome to The Next Step with WHIM host Dave Mitchell. For the next half hour, we'll be talking to Christian experts on the subject of biblical apologetics and speaking with believers who found their way out of non-Christian religions. Many people in these religions have a desire to seek God, but need to take the next step, faith in Christ alone. Now, here's your host for The Next Step, Dave Mitchell.
Thanks, Randy Brown. Good afternoon, everybody. By the way, speaking of Randy, be sure and keep him in your prayers as he continues to recover from the open heart surgery we talked about last week. Our very first show of 2012, and I would like to dedicate this year to the Mayan calendar. No, I'm just kidding. Although I do believe that Jesus could come back at any time, I don't think the Mayan calendar's got anything whatsoever to do with it. We are an apologetics ministry, and our sponsor is Revenge Pest Control. Call 888-320-PEST or 561-790-5991 in the Palm Beaches, Broward, and Miami-Dade for pest control or for fumigation services in Broward or the Palm Beaches. Now, I want to tell you just a little bit about what we're all about. I've heard you mention maybe to me is what, Dave, have you got against these other religions that we have talked about? And not only do I not have anything against them, I've got plenty against the religion, but not against the people. I actually love the people. We at Next Step Ministries, we do love the people. I got into this ministry about 40 years ago. It'll be 40 years in about 3 weeks. And I was married to a Mormon for 14 years. I worked for the LDS Church. My three children were raised as Mormons. I studied LDS theology at Brigham Young University School of Individual Study, and also I trained to do this ministry with some of the better known and more prominent ex-Mormons that are many of which are still in ministry today. We interview people on Mormonism. We talk about Jehovah's Witnesses. We've talked about the differences between Catholicism and Christianity, biblical Christianity. We had Frank Trott on the show last week, the former host of one of our shows here on WHIM, and he talked about growing up Catholic. Most of these other religions have a different God, a different Jesus, a different canon of Scripture, and a different salvation. Our guest today on our program is Rob Savolka, and we're going to get to Rob in just a moment. I want to talk to you about a couple of other things, though, that we've been talking about recently. First of all, my friend Ross Anderson at Utah Advance has a new book out called Understanding Your Mormon Neighbor, and it looks at Mormonism more from a cultural point of view than it does from a doctrinal point of view. And you can find out all about Ross's book at utahadvance.org. And then my other friend Sean McCraney... Sounds like I only have two friends. My friend Sean McCraney up in Salt Lake City also has a new book out called Mormonism Meets Biblical Christianity Face-to-Face, and also a video that he has on his website, A Mormon President. And with Mitt Romney running for president, I think everybody needs to see this. And you can get to Sean's ministry at HOTM.TV. He's the host of Heart of the Matter. That's what HOTM stands for. He's on Tuesday nights streaming. You can pick it up right here in South Florida on your computer at HOTM.TV. Also want to remind you one more time about the new album out by Adams Road Band. These folks are... five guys that were are ex-Mormons. Four of them are ex-Mormon missionaries, and it's some actually incredible music based on Scripture. And also, one more time, I wanted to mention my friend Kingsley Grant's new book. Kingsley doesn't have anything to do with our apologetics ministry, but he has written a wonderful book called This Was Not Supposed to Happen, and it's all about growing up with sexual abuse. Don't forget, our website is www.nextstepoutreach.org, or you can email us at nextstepoutreach@email.com. So with the preliminaries out of the way, let us go to the phones, and we have with us a great guest. This guy has been involved in Mormon outreach ministry for some time. In fact, he's the first person I believe we've had on this show that wasn't an ex-something or other. He, like me, has never been a Mormon, but he has a tremendous outreach to Mormons. His name is Rob Savolka, and he joins us from suburban Houston. And we say good afternoon, Rob.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave.
We're looking forward to this. Rob, I wanted to start out with your background. You probably are one of the few people that actually came to Christ younger than I did, and I was just a little kid. So so tell us, yeah. how did you first come to Jesus, and then how did you get involved in Mormon outreach ministry if you never were a Mormon or anything like that?
Right. Well, I was raised in a Christian family. As a matter of fact, I'm staying with my folks right now in Magnolia, Texas, just northwest of Houston. And my dad, at a very early age, asked me if I wanted to ask Jesus into my life. So I prayed and received Jesus and have been following him ever since. It's kind of funny because he said, okay, you have a decision to make here for the rest of your life. Do you want to follow Jesus and go to heaven, or do you want to spend eternity away from him in hell? And I said, that's a tough choice. So I chose Jesus. And I've been following him ever since. We had, I was probably about, 7 years old or so, and we had a knock at the door, right? And my mom opened the door, and there stood the Mormon missionaries. And she very cordially said, well, thank you, but we're not interested, and shut the door on them. Well, I was standing right there, and I said, Mom, where were those guys? And she said, well, those are Mormon missionaries. So I said, well, who are they? And she said, oh, they think you got to get to heaven by your own good works. And I said, no, they really believe that. So I went down the street chasing these Mormon missionaries down at about 7 years old. Yeah, somewhere around there. It was back in the early 70s. I was born in 67, so I was somewhere around there. And I hid behind the bushes. They were coming up to my buddy's place. I jumped out and said, you can't get to heaven by your own good works. And they pulled a knee with me and opened up some passage in the Bible, I guess, probably the James 2 passage, faith without works is dead. And I just kind of shook my head and ran home. And that was my introduction to Mormon ministry right there. But about, 8 years later, maybe, I went on a short-term summer mission trip to Utah. I was living actually in northwest Houston at the time, and my uncle, who was pastoring a church in California, asked me to come out and be a part of their what was called Summer Servants Missions. And we would do different things during the summer. We'd do beach evangelism. We'd go down to Mexico and help the Mexican people out down there. One of the weeks was going up to Utah, and the youth pastor got this guy named Kurt Van Gordon. He used to work with Walter Martin, the original Bible Answer Man.
Mm-hmm.
And he got him to come and train us in Mormonism. And he, as well as the youth pastor, put us on a bus, probably about 40 high school students, and we drove up to Utah and Utah County there, and they set us loose, returning the favor to the Mormon missionaries that knock at our door. We started knocking on everybody's door up there, and I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with talking to Mormons and really, how could they believe this stuff? It was just so foreign to what I had been raised, and the rationality was just amazing to me. And so I started coming up every summer to do varying amounts of time, trying to do outreach to Mormons. This was back in, I started summer of 82, was doing that. And then I ended up moving up to Utah back in 96. And I ended up becoming a full-time missionary.
And so you are based in Utah right now?
I am. I'm getting ready to leave for the holidays. We're finishing up the holidays here. I'm going back up to my home up in West Jordan, Utah tomorrow, which is just a suburb of Salt Lake City. And so we'll get back to ministry life and all that entails up in Utah tomorrow.
Well, I understand you were up there last week, Sean McCraney on his TV show, and I've not seen it yet because I don't stay up that late here on the East Coast.
I actually didn't end up going up there because the lines at the San Antonio airport were unbelievable for check-ins. And so once you miss the first flight, it messes you all up, and there was no way I could get back up for it. So, yeah, I wasn't able to do it.
Been there, done that at the San Antonio airport. I spent my college years in San Antonio, and I know what you went to. Well, this show, you were invited, though, and this show was a virtual who's who of Mormon outreach ministries.
Yeah, it's people who've been doing ministry to Mormons, particularly up in Utah. I think there were a couple people outside of the state of Utah that do ministry to Mormons, but most of the people that are in the state of Utah have been doing ministry to Mormons for quite some time.
I would encourage anybody to go to Sean's website, HOTM.TV. He didn't, as of this morning, have the video from last week's show up, but as soon as he has it up, I'm sure it's going to be absolutely fascinating. Usually he has a one-hour show. This is an hour-and-a-half program,
right.
And I'm looking forward to seeing it. So tell us about your ministry. It's called Courageous Christians United.
That's right. We have a website, CourageousChristiansUnited.org or .com, that deals with all different attacks on Christianity, whether it be philosophical, ethical, or just false religions. And then we also, our main website is MormonInfo.org, in which, since we're up in Utah...
That is quite a website. I mean, a web address, MormonInfo.com. The church doesn't have that. You've got it.
Well, it's MormonInfo.org, and my brother, he's real good. He's been blessed with business sense, and he's put together a number of websites, and he came up with that name for me. And on the basis of that, I just started making different... info websites. Well, I've got one for MuslimInfo.org for Muslims and JWInfo.org for Jehovah Witnesses. But the one that we primarily work off of is the MormonInfo.org, since we're based up in Utah. My wife is an ex-Mormon, and most of my in-laws up there are Mormon or from a Mormon background. And so we have a real heart for winning the state of Utah, which has dropped down to about 60% LDS now. We want to see that whole state come to Jesus Christ. And so that's what we're doing up there. We do that in a lot of different forms. I love doing street ministry, street evangelism, being out front of Temple Square, passing out tracts, holding up my sign that says MormonInfo.org and then JosephLied.com. They both go to the same site. And so I pass tracts out, I preach, I dialogue with the individuals or small groups. And I also stand out in front of high schools up there. And we stand out in front of pageants that go on, particularly the Manti pageant. I know you're planning on coming up this next June.
Looking forward to it.
Pageant. It's a fantastic time in which Christians from all over the country come out just to evangelize here. That every night for about a week and a half draws upwards to 10 to 20,000 Mormons that come from all over the state and even some outside of the state to see this play performance on the early beginnings of Mormonism, their trek out west, some of the stories of the Book of Mormon, and a great time to do evangelism to Mormons that go in there at 6 o'clock, they get their seats, and then they've got 3.5 hours to kill. Well, what do? They come outside the gates and they talk to us Christian missionaries that are trying to evangelize them. So it's a great time.
Your sign, JosephLied.com, is a little in their face. They probably have quite a comment on that.
Well, and that's, I'll tell you, Dave, that's the one that they primarily remember. It's not so much MormonInfo.org, but I'll tell you, that JosephLied.com burns on their retinas. And if they are at all interested, they'll go back home and they'll check it out. And that's what I see all the time when I go out and do ministry on the street. I see my stats go up. So I know people are looking at it. The site is looked at. It gets probably about 150 hits a day from people all over the world. And so I enjoy doing street ministry. I love doing that type of stuff. We also have two other forms of more personal ministry. We hold a monthly ex-Mormon meetup. Meetup is based off meetup.com, and you go to this site and you find people that are interested in gathering together, meeting together on all different sorts of subjects, basket weaving, basketball, fishing, what have you. Mm-hmm. Ours is an ex-Mormon meetup site. And we average probably about 25 people every month that come out. We put on a dinner, and we invite people to bring a side dish or a dessert. And then we have somebody share their testimony and how they got out of Mormonism and came to Christ. So we usually do that about the second Saturday or second Sunday of the month. In addition to that, we also run a divorce care ministry through our church offices. Because I don't know if you're aware, but Utah every year is either at or above the national average in divorce. And so we want to reach out to people that are very, it's very unlikely for them just to come and be a part of a Christian church. And so we look at the divorce care ministry as kind of a halfway house for people that are struggling with issues of divorce and they're not getting their needs met at their local ward, at the LDS church, and they're kind of ashamed about what they're going through because usually church is the place to show off and show how worthy you are, but if you're going through a divorce, your whole world's upside down. And so I think they're a lot more open to checking out this divorce care ministry in which they get used to us, they build trust with us, and then eventually we can introduce them to our Christian church.
All right, we're going to take a break now and be back in just a moment with Rob Savolka, who is with Christians United. We're talking about Mormonism, and when we come back, we'll talk about the new Mormon temple being built right down the road in Fort Lauderdale.
Termites cause more than $30 billion damage in the U.S. alone every year. Don't let your home or business be next. Right now, termites could be causing major damage to your house or place of business. Find out for sure with a complete termite inspection from Revenge Pest Control. Call 561-790-5991 or log on to RevengePestControlInc.com. Revenge Pest Control's fumigation service is simply the best and at a price you can afford. Call now, 561-790-5991. Ask about Revenge Pest Control's other services, indoor and outdoor pest control services, and rodent control. Yeah, you can put those mice on ice with Revenge Pest Control, and estimates are free. From the Palm Beaches to Miami-Dade, put Revenge Pest Control's years of reliable service to work for you, fully licensed and insured. Take revenge on bugs. Call 561-790-5991 or visit RevengePestControlInc.com. Revenge Pest Control. Expect the best. That's all we offer.
We are back on The Next Step. My name is Dave Mitchell. Our guest this week, Rob Savolka of Courageous Christians United. And Rob, before we get to talking about the new temple that they are building here and how our ministry is getting involved with getting the word out on that, I wanted to read something that I just happened to read today. I've been rereading Mormonism 101, Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson, and on page 184, and I don't know if it's Bill or Eric, but they're talking about heaven and hell, and it says... talking about, I guess hell here, those who believe that personal merit will vindicate them will be horribly disappointed. Exposed as insufficient will be sin-tainted deeds performed with the anticipation of individual exaltation. A life dedicated to self-glorification will not be enough to assuage God's demand for protection, perfection. A horrible end also lies in store for those who pride themselves in their false religion. Many souls will reside in hell who place more importance on their membership in a certain religious organization or belief system than in the truth of God's word, the Bible. How terrible it will be to see that Christ does not grant eternal happiness to those who trusted in false prophets and false messiahs, but only to those who trusted in a personal Christ, the one who declared in John 14:6 that he alone was the way, the truth, and the life. As stated before, not just any Christ will do. So neither the Jesus of Mormonism nor the Jesus of any other false religion has any power to save. Those who trust in such imagined saviors will be sorely disappointed. Jesus himself declared in Matthew 7:22 and 23, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." That's pretty strong, isn't it, Rob?
Amen.
Listen, I want to talk about this. What's going up here? And I'm seeing, I guess you know this will get me crosswise with a lot of local Christians, but I'm seeing kind of an apathy about the fact that the Mormons are building one of their newest temples here in South Florida. They broke ground on it in June of last summer, and it's should be open in the fall of 2013, which is less than 2 years from now. It's for those of you that are familiar with Broward County, it's being built out at I-75 and Griffin Road, and they've had some bulldozers out there of late. Last couple of Sundays when I've come back home from church going by there, I haven't seen the bulldozers, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. But I think one of the reasons that for the apathy, and I'd like for you to comment on this, Rob, is the fact that a lot of Christians are looking at Mormons as, you know, just another denomination. Maybe they have a few little strange beliefs or something like that, but they're totally different. Even though they say they're Christians, they don't pass the biblical rule for Christianity. And I think the main thing is that Christians don't know what goes on in those temples. Tell us a little bit about that, Rob.
Well, not only do they not know what goes on in the temples, but they don't understand, they don't dig deeper when the Mormon tells them, yeah, we believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we believe in God the Father, and we believe in the Holy Ghost. And these
sounds
three
pretty
are
good.
One. And so they have a very Christian way of speaking, and your average Christian that is theologically illiterate, because as a nation we really are theologically illiterate, we don't even know how to begin to dig deeper and ask more penetrating theological questions. Like, well, can you tell me something more about your God? Can you tell me something more about Jesus? And they don't realize, these Christians, that Mormons believe that God is a man like just like them, who was exalted to being a God simply for a certain subsection of reality. One of the more famous statements that almost every Mormon knows, unless they're recently converted to the LDS Church, is a statement by Lorenzo Snow, who is the fifth prophet of the Mormon Church. And he summarized Mormonism in what Joseph Smith taught pretty closely to when he died in the King Follett Discourse. Lorenzo Snow summarized this by a very pithy statement that goes like this. It says, as man is, God once was. As God is, man may be. All right? So in Mormonism is all based on the exaltation of human beings into becoming gods for their own world, so that one day, if we do everything the Mormon Church requires of us, we're going to be able to populate a world someday with our spouses. And we're going to populate that world, and our spirit children that we'll have on a heaven of sorts to send to the particular world that we make, these kids are not going to be worshiping the God of this world. They're going to be worshiping us.
Oh, incredible.
You see? Yeah, and that is the height of blasphemy to any Christian that's got their head screwed on straight.
We've got about 3 minutes left, and I want two topics I wanted to cover right quick about the temple. This, of course, happens in all their temples. But the two things I wanted you to briefly comment on while we still got some time is about baptism for the dead and also the temple garments.
Yeah. The baptism for the dead, Mormonism is based on work for the dead. Joseph Smith, you said this is central to our exaltation, is doing the work for the dead. The people that did not have a chance to receive the Mormon gospel in this life, that have never heard of, these people get the opportunity while they're waiting in paradise before the judgment. They are going to be trained by LDS who go on into paradise. So these Mormon people are going to be coming down to spirit prison to teach the people the gospel. And these people that receive the true gospel of Mormonism in the afterlife, if they do receive it, they need somebody that is living here on earth to be baptized in proxy for them. Because for the Mormon, baptism is essential for one's salvation. So
baptism
if you don't have it in this life, you've got to have it sometime. And so that's why Mormons are so big into doing their genealogical work, because they want to get their dead family and friends and others that haven't had a chance to receive the Mormon gospel to receive that gospel. Now, the temple garments, these garments, Mormons will say, are very sacred to them. They're sacred temple garments, and they are reminders of all the covenants that they have made in the temple. And they, if they're talking to you, most of the time they'll just leave it at that. Now, once in a while, some of them will let on a little more than they should, and they'll tell you that these things are actually a protection from evil. And it turns out to be like a lucky rabbit's foot, almost.
Yeah. Wow. Rob, we're just about out of time here. I want to thank you so much for being our guest on The Next Step today. I want you to rattle off those websites again where people can go and get more information about Courageous Christians United.
Yeah, CourageousChristiansUnited.com or .org, and then we also have MormonInfo.org for Mormons, and that also, you can reach that by JosephLide.com. And we also have MuslimInfo.org for Muslims, and then we have JWInfo.org for Jehovah's Witnesses. If you go to the MormonInfo.org page, you'll be immediately presented with differences between Mormonism and Christianity on that homepage chart there. It's got all these different topics about how different Mormonism is from Christianity, and it has links on the Mormon sources that you can go and see that. I'm not making this stuff up. It's right here in Mormon's own sources. And then on the other side, I have here's what Christians believe on the basis of the Bible. And then I have those links that go directly to the Bible verses that contradict all these claims of Mormonism.
Rob, we're all out of time, but thank you so much for being our guest today. And I'll tell you, don't keep the faith, pass it around, brother.
Amen. You keep it up, and I'm looking forward to seeing you this June.
I will see you in Manti. All right.
Amen, brother. God bless you.
Rob Savalka of Courageous Christians United, our guest on The Next Step today. We are just about all out of time. Want to remind you one more time before we go to pray for us. Pastors, you need to get us into our church, into your churches to do presentations on Mormonism so your flock won't fall a victim to these people. They're out to convert everybody they possibly can, and the converts from Christian churches. If you want to be involved in partnership or in sponsorship of this program, give us a call. Our contact information is on our website at nextstepoutreach.org. We'll see you next week. Randy Brown, take us out of here.
Thanks for listening to The Next Step with your host, Dave Mitchell. You can contact Next Step Outreach at nextstepoutreach@email.com or write to Next Step Outreach, 102 Northeast 2nd Street, Suite 119, Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. And be sure you're with us next Tuesday at 3 p.m. right here on 1080 The Answer, WHIM, for The Next Step.